according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you. And on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let us pray. Holy God, lead us not into temptation. Amen. Jesus is tempted by the devil three times. And we're going to take a close look at each temptation and what it's all about. The first temptation was to turn stone into bread. We could summarize this temptation as the temptation of capitalism. Bread was one of the first forms of currency in the Egyptian Empire. It is believed that the workers were paid by bread. We are beginning a new book study in Sunday school by Viktor E. Frankl, Man's Search for Meaning, in which Viktor Frankl details how bread and the pursuit of bread was used to turn people against each other. If you wanted to make the acquisition of bread and resources the focus of your life, all you had to do was cozy up to the Nazi Gestapo and begin to abuse your fellow Jewish neighbors, and you could have all the bread you wanted. Viktor Frankl's book is about making purpose and meaning the focus of our life, as opposed to the pursuit of money and success. He called his therapy logotherapy. Jesus says, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Sometimes I hear people tell me, you know, Pastor, the church is a business. If we make the pursuit of money the focus of what we do, we have succumbed to the first temptation of the devil. We are not about getting money. We are about serving the Lord. And if that makes us be bankrupt, so be it. The second temptation that the devil gave to Jesus, we could call nationalism.
It is to worship the flag over the cross. The devil leads Jesus up onto a mountain and he says, if you worship me, then all the nations will bow down to you and you will command them. Our first reading this morning is from Deuteronomy. And we have this story of the Bible, of God making a promise to God's chosen people to say, I will give you a place, I will give you security, I will make of you a great nation. The problem is, when the people begin to make the pursuit of a nation the focus of their life, instead of God, then that nation crumbles beneath them and does not exist. Specifically, we have here this commandment from God in Deuteronomy to say, once you enter the land and you begin to benefit from it, you must offer all the first fruits of the land to me. And then it goes on to say, when you give those first fruits to the priests, what will the priests do with them? They will give them to immigrants, orphans, and widows. This is how you find your security and your faithfulness. The third temptation is the temptation of religion. The devil says to Jesus, leads him up onto the top of the temple, and says, if you are the Son of God, fly like Superman. Some people say that this was a temptation of suicide. Suicide is plaguing our people these days. His argument is simple. Even if you fall and you die, the angels will carry you up to heaven and you will live in eternal bliss forever. Religion gets used, like Marx said, as an opiate of the masses, with a false promise that if we just forget about the problems of this world, if we forsake it, if we say that this earth is forsaken, then we will have everlasting paradise in heaven. That is a lie. That is the lie of Satan. Jesus rejected this. This lie is used frequently today. Let's take a look at our second reading from Romans. Romans says that if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. This verse is used out of context so many times when someone is struggling. When someone is experiencing injustice, when somebody is oppressed, when somebody is trying to organize to make their lives better, a religious operative will be used to come in and say, stop doing that. All you need to do is just believe in Jesus, and then everything's going to be fine. Stop your struggling. Jesus rejects this. Religion does not save us. Only God's grace saves us. We are not preparing ourselves for heaven. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we say, Thy kingdom come here. Our Christian calling is to make the kingdom of God here. In summary, these three temptations of Jesus, the temptation of capitalism, the temptation of nationalism, and the temptation of religion, all press down on Jesus and say, look how limited you are, Jesus. How could you be the Son of God? And that same temptation is forced upon us. How can we believe? But we find in Jesus a loving brother, a friend who puts people above money, above nation, above religion. We find in our brother Jesus a loving companion with whom we can journey and struggle and trust that God's love will save each and every one of us. Amen.
Please rise as you're able for the hymn of the day.